Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
How many wood does a woodchuck wood to a woodchuck?
Is that on?
Yeah, we're on the air, doll.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Happy Thursday or whatever day it is that you're listening. Lou, I know you hate when we say happy Thursday. You're like, what if people were listening on a Saturday?
I know. I don't know what that is, if it's like my OCD or...
I think for sure.
But I feel like people know that we record on a Thursday. So like naturally we're going to say well, that, you know.
I think it's because I like things in real time. So I don't like the feeling...
That you've been left behind.
Yeah. So if we're like, oh, happy Thursday, and they're like, shit, it's Monday. Guys, it's not my fault. I haven't had a chance to listen earlier.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't feel loyal,
yeah, you could say.
Anyway, super glad to be back on Zipody Pod.
Zipody Pod.
Things are turning deep.
The second episode back of the season.
Mm-hmm.
This morning's been...
It's been a morning.
It's been a morning. It has. And it all really started this morning for Ren.
When I was like, guys, I'm going to be a bit late. Harry's got big emotions this morning. And
me too, Harry.
I'll just say me too, yes. But it's just been, honestly, the transition back to school, like we said. But honestly, this week has been the worst. It was like there was a couple of days last week and now it's full week back. And he's not coping. Sonny's like, get me out the door at 6 a.m. Harry's like, Mum, I'm tired. I want a nap at 7 a.m. And I'm like, mate, so do I.
Yeah.
Maybe if you didn't wake at 4:45, you know.
Rosie's had massive emotions as well, like the past 2 weeks. Well, I mean always, but especially. And I'm just like, I actually need to start being a bit more firm. I actually think that's part of the issue is I've let a lot of shit slide for quite a long time.
But that's what I say to Harry. I'm like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to yell. But don't these use are the, this language.
And these and, are, sadly, and this is what this has is to happen. Happening. This is life.
Yeah.
I nearly jumped on stories last night, but then I didn't because I was just too upset. When was it? Yesterday afternoon. The girls got into a physical fight about a doll. One of them ended
up. This happens every day in my house.
No, I know, but one of them ended up with a blood nose for an hour.
Yeah,
and it was still bleeding on and off this morning, and I'm concerned they've got a broken nose.
And they probably do.
And it upsets me when it turns physical like that.
Yeah.
But that is my life.
Yes.
Well.
I will never remember. No, sorry. I'll never forget when I realised how early that physical fighting started. And I'm experiencing at the moment that Gracie's the antagoniser. Mm-hmm. Like she just walks up to Abby and whacks him. And I'm like, honey, don't start a battle you can't finish.
That's right.
And that's exactly like Luna as well. I don't know what's happened. Just this recently, like I'd say the past 3 weeks, just turning into something I could only call...
WWF
possessed.
Oh, you mean that
something's going very wrong. And I'm thinking the terrible twos might have really caught up with her. You know, she's nearly 2.5. But poor Rosie will be trying to be sweet, like, Luna, do you want to do this? Do you want to play with the doll? No, like screaming at her. And I'm like, excuse me, don't yell at your sister like that. It is rude.
And I'm also I'm also experiencing the Abby will be like, yeah, you can have it, Gracie. It's okay. And I'm like, actually, no, she can't.
Don't be nice to her when she doesn't deserve it.
You have that.
Yeah.
So that's pissing me off.
I saw something the other day as well. It was like a quote and honestly made me sob, very mentally unstable. But it was just about how like the eldest is always expected to be like more mature than they are and the one to share. And the one. And I was just like honestly breaking my heart because it's true.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Oh.
No.
I've got. Like, is she got a lump in her throat?
I've got.
What is going on?
I've got hay fever. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sad. Like we expect them to grow up quicker and be reasonable when actually they're not ready to be. Anyway.
No. Totally. That's such a good reminder. Thank you for that.
Well,
I just. Oh yeah.
No.
Mine was just a silly little thing. You guys are on the Apple Watch train. It's very gorgeous.
Yes.
I've actually had mine for 2 years, so.
You win. How many steps do you do then on average per day?
Oh, okay.
I'm just curious. 15K. Since you've had it for two years.
Oh, not that many. Like I probably do 5K a day if I'm not going for a walk.
5,000 steps?
No, I don't know the steps. I don't look at the steps. Well, I look at the Ks.
So you do 5K a day, no steps. That's no walk. That seems excessive. Yeah, well, you'd be surprised.
Is it?
You would be super surprised because I've not gone on my walk yet and I've already done 3K.
I think it's quite good. Today. It keeps you accountable even for your speed. So when I'm on a morning walk.
When you see that I'm pace thinking skipping.
That heart rate's not sitting where it needs to and the pace isn't it. And I need to speed
the
up.
The pace is giving a snail.
So that's been good for me.
Yeah.
But stunning. I also said it's a bit of a blessing and a curse once you get it because then you can really see how much you've done. And, you know, some days you don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even to the point it will buzz and tell you to stand up. And oh, you're thinking,
I get so annoyed. Time to stand. Oh. It honestly sends a shockwave through
my
body.
I'm proud to say I haven't seen that message yet.
Well, I was at the hairdressers yesterday and got it. And I thought, let me just be at the hairdressers without this constant demand. But I do have a bit of an obsession with closing all the rings. Mm-hmm. Very, very panicky if I don't. And I do get a reminder like a few minutes walk will get you to your aimed calories burned today. You can do it. It will only take a few minutes. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this reminder.
And I'm doing
so
my best.
I never set up how much I wanted to because I just don't need that. No, you would have had to. Oh, really? Maybe I did.
Would have she?
Seems like you've had the watch for a while and don't know the ins and outs.
No, Well, I've discovered, which the girls have witnessed firsthand today, the walkie-talkie. And me and Keely, who I work with, are just using it like...
Sorry, that's super annoying. Violet.
Are using that like nobody's business. So, you know, we'll just be, you know, even playing fart noises to each other through the walkie-talkie. Because it's... Again, real time.
On the Apple Watch?
Yes. So like,
I haven't got it set up.
Well, you wouldn't want to set it up with people you don't want to be talking to 24/7 because honestly, it's accessible at any time.
Do you get a notification or it just comes
up? No, it just starts talking. So yesterday, someone in our office was in a meeting with this girl who they love and me and Keely were upstairs, two boys, and so I'm like, Keely, get fart noises up on Spotify, and I got my walkie-talkie and we're just playing them into the meeting with this like super
that
hot
is
girl.
So funny.
And I'm like, that is just so funny.
Yeah.
And also circling back, does anyone understand how funny fart noises are to play on Spotify?
Yeah,
like
very good.
That humor, I would just be like, that's not funny, but then I listen to them on Spotify and I was like,
maybe I can do that when Harry's feeling sad in the morning.
Yeah.
Rosie loves watching fart noises on YouTube. Speaking of something super concerning.
Tell us.
Nate got his wisdom teeth out on Friday. Went so
well. I feel
well.
Like that never happened, to be honest.
That he didn't get his
wisdom teeth out. Yeah, because he recovered too well.
It was so weird. He was like prepping. He's like, I'm going to be out for like 3 weeks. Like, going to need time off work. And I'm like, fucking hell. He's like, oh, well, it took you that long to recover from your tonsils. And I was like, it's a completely different thing. But anyway.
It is so painful. Though. Have you had them out?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
need
they
them out.
Really.
No,
like,
and I'm sure that
tears.
They do. And that's why I got him the pineapple juice the night before, the day of, because I've seen on TikTok that it helps and he was kind of...
you're doing your part.
Yeah, exactly. And I bought him ice cream, like all the bits and bobs.
Stunning, dear.
Put him into bed and all of that stuff. But thankfully he made a very quick recovery. Anyway, he brought home the teeth in a little sachet. Thing that the and I think he thought that Rosie would think it's cool because Rosie loves
but they're really long aren't they
medical things.
No one asked him to do that.
He didn't and it was very sick and he gave them to Rosie and I was like, where are those teeth? Like I don't really know where they are and I don't want to just stumble upon them. First I found them in the utensil drawer and I was like, what the fuck? That then they disappeared and I said, Rosie, where are they? Where do you think she'd put them? Any where? Guesses?
Under a pillow?
Yeah.
No.
And I thought that is, yes.
Yeah.
For the tooth fairy.
Which.
That's too smart.
It's pretty smart.
And also a bit sick.
She's like, oh, hang on a minute here. I'm
she's just not grossed
up.
Out by any of that.
But is no
is
one
there
thinking?
Blood on it?
No. But you can see the roots and everything. It's just sick. I'm going to the dentist on the 4th of March.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I need a lot of fillings, like 9 fillings. That I was supposed to get when before I was pregnant with Luna and I've been
9 fillings?
Off.
Jesus, are you drinking cordial for breakfast?
No, I've got really deep grooves at the back of my teeth.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what
the
they've told
grooves.
Me, that sometimes brushing can't get that deep.
Oh, and let me guess, you didn't poo in labour. Like, you know what I mean?
I didn't. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure.
She actually said,
did I?
We've got photos.
Oh, that's right. I remember the getting the wipes.
Yeah. And you said you could smell it.
Oh, sorry. God.
Watch what you say.
Yeah. Get all arrogant when the microphones are on, but off screen we've got
the proof. But remember I had that yeast and like whatever mix that to help the labor.
The Locaria thing.
And I reckon that made me poo. Maybe. I don't know. No, I would have pooed anyway, I'm sure. But it was runny, I remember.
Yes,
anyway.
Because your bowels are working overtime. Right. Everything
sorry
out
for breathing.
Remember the day before Ren's labour and we took her to the hospital and you're like to the doctor, by the way, she's had serious diarrhoea.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, cool.
Okay.
And they was like, yeah, just note that down.
Yeah.
That they means something's happening.
Sorry, just to back on the wisdom tooth when I got mine out, a bit of a sick story when I was in the chair.
And I'm so proud of you for getting your wisdom teeth out. That's
just the one.
Okay.
Yeah, still
got anyway,
to get the
other
three out.
Anyway, but you went and you did it and you did the admin and you went to the appointment and I'm proud of you.
That huge. Was before kids. But yeah.
I'm still proud of you. Just
thank
take the
you.
Compliment.
Thanks. But anyway, when I was in the chair, he was super scary. He was like, you know, if I don't like a person, sometimes I just dig a little bit harder.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I've already told this story.
No, not on air, just personally, and I'm fucking terrified.
Yes, like that is – does he – like is that like a fetish for him or something?
That's fucking scary. And
no?
I actually wonder as well, like I think it takes a special type of like no diss if you're a dentist, but to want to work with other people's teeth.
But it's just the same
pretty
as
like
being
a podiatrist.
Or even like – a nurse or like, do you know what I mean? It's a selfless act.
It is. It's gorgeous.
And
it takes a special kind of person.
You become immune and it's the same as like really serious, like, you know, a paramedic. They become immune to what they see.
Mm. Yeah. For sure. Surely.
Thank you, dentists of Australia.
Yes.
We see you if you want to collaborate with us. No.
Oh, God.
As I would like some veneers.
Now we're going to start with something a little bit different today, aren't we?
Yes.
We did do an anonymous Q&A.
We always get a little bit scared.
We do.
We do. We get super scared.
Did we get much hate? I don't know.
No.
Quiet.
No.
Yeah, when you're quiet, I'm almost like.
I get nervous.
No, because I was quiet because there was a lot about you, Renee.
Oh, yes.
And some situations about you.
You.
And I just wanted – I nearly jumped on straw. I was in a mood. I was just like
– fuck off.
You did get like one nasty message that we spoke about already off
I didn't.
Yeah, you were in the chat. Sometimes you don't see all the messages, I feel. Mm. Sometimes you won't reply and then you'll text something completely random. I'm like, did she see the above? But it was basically saying, why don't you let Ziggy see his dad?
Oh,
and
I
just felt
I
like
that.
Saying you do not – even know the real story and don't think that you know and then come for someone who actually
is doing their best.
I and was almost going to make an excuse for that person and be like, you know, you put yourself out there, prepare to get questions. But I would – even that we do that, I would still not say something that I wasn't fully aware of.
No.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
I think they must think they've got some inside scoop and they have been misinformed.
And what I will tell them is it's not actually their place to comment.
No. And all I will say
assume,
is there's
actually.
Been things put in place and Ziggy does see his dad.
So shove that up your ass.
And rotate.
And spin.
So, yeah.
So that kind of just irritated me because I feel like Ren kind of does get, you know, a lot of
you know, she's got a target
questions.
On her back.
I do. I've had a complex roller coaster of a life.
Another question for Renee was how is the co-parenting situation going?
Which
with Tom, it's absolutely thriving.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably only touch on that, to be honest. Yeah. Like, yeah, so Tom and I are a great team. You know, we just put everything behind us and moved forward with our life.
And soldiered on.
And soldiered the fuck on.
And,
it's been the best thing ever.
Definitely. Both appreciate and need each other in that sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You're not trying to be heroes, which is
good.
No. And it's so funny because I feel like from a co-parenting point of view, it's like people would be like, what? Like this is a perfect example, Ziggy. Like why don't they see their dad? But then when you are close, like how are you so close?
Yeah,
you're
that's
like,
right.
It's what
like,
do you want from me?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is very.
You can't win.
No.
You right. really, really can't.
But you're doing an amazing job.
You are.
And you are slaying the day.
Yeah.
Every damn day.
I'm trying. It's my new thing. I'm like, yes, actually, I am a queen.
Yes, you know? Well, it's not that new. You've been doing that.
Yeah, well, actually, probably.
Have you forgotten to do it?
A little bit recently, but yeah, I will continue. Good. I will continue.
Mm-hmm. Now, someone did write in and ask, I hope they listened to this episode because they didn't reply on the stories, but they said when to try after a miscarriage. Some say wait one cycle. Some say you can 2 weeks after. I have fallen pregnant 2 weeks after before because you ovulate before your period comes. And I know people who have had healthy pregnancies that way. Unfortunately for me, they just ended in more miscarriages. I think with Luna, my last one miscarriage that I needed a D&C for was in November, had December off, and January was like our last chance to try, kind of, before we were going to do IVF. And I felt like that month was good just to clear the body out, focus on you. I feel like sometimes if like – and I get it because I was just trying to rush the process and get pregnant again, and it felt like I couldn't rest until I was pregnant again. But then going into having Luna, I just had like a different mindset and I was like, I'm just stressing myself out so much. Mm. I needed a month to chill, enjoy Rosie, Nate.
And I've heard so many stories and experiences when it is when people's like mental health just relaxes. Like I've even heard so many stories of IVF or like assistance to get pregnant, and then they stop that for 6 weeks and just put no pressure on themselves and they fall pregnant.
And it's like the worst fucking thing to hear when you're going through it. You're like, shut up. But it is actually like there is science behind it. It's hard. I feel like you just need to try and focus on something else for a month and then try again. Yeah. But obviously only you know what's best for you. And we're praying for you.
I also just want to touch on this because I feel like we all follow her and we all love her. And yes, she has a podcast, but how amazing was it to see that Chloe Fisher has fallen pregnant? Yep. I've loved listening, not enjoyed, but loved listening to the news, followed her journey, which has been so
tumultuous, I guess. Yeah,
so heartbreaking, but so inspiring for her to share. So I feel like everyone would love her too because we do. And I just had to address that because I just think that is the most beautiful news. I'm so happy amazing. For them.
So happy for them.
And it wasn't in IVF.
Yeah, I know.
Which is just, you just, anyway.
Didn't she just get married and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. They went on a delayed honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
This one. Been with my partner for 8 years when they were 16. That's a long time. Lil, you can relate. You've been with Corey since you're a teenager. We have a 2-year-old meant to be trying for another baby and they're getting married in June, but lately they fight and argue a lot. Is this a normal stage or a big red flag? Also, I hate his last name.
So who's fighting?
The future husband and wife that have been together for 8 years. They've got a 2-year-old. They're getting married in June and they're trying to wait. That's just a lot of
red
stresses.
I just feel like you need to address this because of me and all your comments lately.
What?
With me and Corey.
Oh, you've done full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. I feel like you used to hate each other.
Oh.
Okay, maybe not.
The bickering.
Well, not hate, but like the bickering was just
annoying.
Annoying and tense and just annoying to be around. And now Lil tongues him in the mouth in front of me. You know.
Can't keep our hands off each other.
And yeah, so
but we just love each other. But it is the pressure of having kids and learning to parent the same way and wanting the same – like you are two different people and you have a child and you're both brought up differently and you have different morals and different perspectives and different – and then you have to just agree on one way to raise a child. So like naturally it's just fucking intense. And like sometimes I'll do something and you feel like you're carrying everything. Men naturally – like, sorry, but do less and feel like they're doing more. We are doing everything. They feel like they're doing more. And feel like we're doing everything. Like, it's fucking hard.
It is really fucking hard. I reckon until your kids are, like, 3, that's, like, one of the most challenging times in a relationship.
And you have no time for yourselves. Like, Albie's now 4, Gracie's 2, and I'm, like...
We're coming out the other
side. We are, like, out the other side. Like, it is just, like...
That's 100% how I felt as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hang in there,
I think,
sister.
Be patient. And planning a fucking wedding as well and trying for another baby is just a lot of stresses. I feel like I reckon that, yeah, like we were just saying, that time when kids are young, I reckon is when the most kind of it's relationship intense. Breakdowns would happen.
What I will say is I'm sorry about the last name.
Yeah.
God. Not much you can do about that.
Yeah. I'd love to know what it is if you want to send us a message. You could just do a hyphen.
No, that's even worse. Yeah. It just shows that you hate it.
Who was it? There's an influencer where the partner's – the husband's taken the wife's last name.
I don't love that. No,
I don't love that
I'm
either.
A bit traditional.
If Nate was called Nathan Jones, it would just be ick.
It's a fucking ick.
Now, this one is giving red flags for sure, and I just feel like it's probably not what she wants to hear, but it's the truth. She said, I've reconnected with a boy from high school. We're 28 now, and I'm a single mom with two kids, been single for a few years. I adore him, but he has a bit of a history with addiction, jail, etc. Mm-hmm. Currently, no license or job. Mm-hmm. It's like all the emotional needs tick the box, but I just can't picture a future. Personally, and I'm not you, so I can't comment. If I've come out of a relationship and I'm a single mom with two kids, like I think you need to put the kids first. Mm. And I'm not saying that he's a bad person or anything like that, but I think, yeah, it just seems in like rocky ground.
Yeah,
to have two young kids and like you, it seems a bit unpredictable.
Yeah, I feel like obviously no judgment because everyone goes through their
journeys. Yeah, and everyone's got a pass.
Everyone's got a pass, but it does seem like he needs a little bit of help and you can't be the one to do that. So,
or just working on himself and like getting a job and just doing all those changes first before you enter into
a committed relationship, serious relationship. Yeah, totally agree.
Sorry. Think? No, I'm just like you being Dr. Phil. Like I can just see you loving every minute of this, nodding your head.
Now, this
like,
isn't what she's going to
Ren said
hear.
Something and you like said it but louder, nodding. You think you're Dr. Phil.
I do.
I'm sorry you're going through that. That's all I can say. I can't really comment too much because I don't know. I can't imagine how hard it is to pull away.
Yeah. Well, that's it as well.
Yeah, it's very complex, but we wish you luck and keep us updated.
And keep listening if and leave us a 5-star review.
And I'll just say, if you've said you can't picture a future, I think that's your
answer. Yeah, you've just answered it.
Like that is your answer. But if you can't picture it, don't force a picture.
But I completely understand the struggle that it's your children's dad. But you just...
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
It's not her children's dad. It's this new guy from high school that she's reconnected with.
Oh, sis. I'm so sorry. Pack the bag.
Yeah.
Pack it up. Back it in. Let it begin. Yeah, no, on your way. Sorry, I've actually misheard. And I can comment and you need to. You are better. You are stronger. You are amazing. You deserve the world. Walk away, sis.
Here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to answer this. Probably not.
Is it mine?
Yeah, I'll skip that.
No, what is it?
Nah.
What is
it? I don't want to hash out the past.
Oh, okay.
Do that. Are you kidding? People listening? Oh, we were not.
All right, what was it?
Why did you and Tom split up?
Oh, well, I think people know that and we don't need
to. This person does.
Well, I'm sorry. Go back to the
first episode. Go back and listen to a few earlier episodes. But it's water under the bridge now, Seth.
Yeah, lovely. Totally. And you know what? He's getting married this month and I'm so happy for them. Like that's where we're at.
Yeah.
You
know? Gorgeous. So. Ren's actually trekking out to the wedding to pick the boys up, which is beautiful.
That's not that exciting.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's
fine. Are you going in or are they going to bring
I might
to
run
car.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll come for the road trip actually.
Yeah.
What's each of your drink orders at the bar? Very fun.
Oh, yeah, just vodka soda or a rosé, depending. Oh, we're Savvy B, actually.
Oh, Ren's got a lot of options. She rotates.
Yeah.
Mine's probably like a slow gin sour or a vodka soda or like a mojito or an apple mojito.
All right, but what's your go-to?
Like as the first drink I order or like just...
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like I usually start on a cocktail and then I'll either move to vodka soda. I love a Shaw and Smith Savvy B, but I do get too fucked up, so I've had to stop that.
Yes, same.
Yeah, for sure. Look, in a winter day, like say if we're going on like a winery trip, like I love a red wine. Like a Pinot Noir or, you know... something along those lines. Or if it's not winter, I do love a rosé. If I'm like going, say, to like have drinks at a friend's and they're having like a house party, I love a cruiser, like a sugar-free cruiser.
You do love a cruiser.
Although I'm so triggered by your fucking birthday and with
The reason is I usually can handle them quite well. On my birthday, however, something went very wrong.
Well, I think it was the fireball as well. Oh, the fireball.
Because the Matildas won at my 30th birthday. We watched it live and we were like, fireball up
the
Tillys.
It was a big day.
And it was.
No, Steph was like, why the fuck are we watching the soccer at my 30th? And then me and Ren looked around 5 minutes later and she was like, what? Because you didn't know it was the girls. That's why.
I thought it was so funny. Something. So I do love that. Yeah, vodka soda.
Don't mind a fresh pussy shot.
Yeah.
You know, just a bit of cranberry.
Even like a Jager bomb, I'm still not opposed to. Yes. If it's like getting late and you're tired, that will really perk you up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, shots.
I hate tequila shots.
I don't mind them.
They make me feel sexy.
Do they?
They just give you a different drunk tequila. Yeah.
God, Ren's new partner, if you're listening.
So you know what to do. Now this, best Netflix series.
Bit of a...
Best Netflix series.
Oh, now I loved you. I'm very sick. Loved you. I know it's old. You can relate and whatever. Yeah, sadly, no. What's the other one? Wednesday.
Gorgeous. Oh, I love Wednesday.
Stranger Things. Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets.
Fuck, I feel like I need to get my Netflix up. I just feel like there's a lot of times
Boys
where
Swallows
I've been
Universe
like...
Boys Swallows Universe was amazing.
I haven't watched that because I've heard mixed views that it's sad.
Yeah, it is. But
Ginny
it's incredible.
Ginny and Georgia.
We've fucking loved Ginny and Georgia. Not Netflix, but Prime, The Summer I Turned Pretty. I love that.
Hang on. There's something else that I'm waiting for to come out at the moment.
Now, something I've been watching, and I know you girls are going to be like, what the hell, but Gourmet Farmer. Now, if you're a vegetarian, don't watch it.
Gourmet Farmer.
Yeah.
On
now
Netflix.
I think it's SBS.
Oh.
But, he's trying to build this, like, huge business with his family farm and you just see all the ins and outs and, like, they're a bit older and they've got a one-year-old.
But the other day
they did make, because he's trying to, like, get a cheaper meat but, like, sell pies and stuff at the market, he actually made a pigeon pie.
No, Ren...
This is not on brand.
Selling Sunsets.
I tried to watch that. I didn't like it.
I loved the earlier seasons. I feel like it's gone a little bit. I do love The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Is that on Netflix?
No.
So let's just.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Netflix. Sorry.
Moving on.
Next.
Someone else said, how much do you each drink weekly? Now, if you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, we're on a bit of a hiatus from drinking. But to be completely honest, I only really drink if I have a special occasion or like I'm going to a friend's for dinner, I'll have a glass of wine or two. But I don't like drink on like a Monday night. I used to drink
wine every night and like – I don't know. I feel like I sort of grew up with – not that my parents – well, they –
oh, my mum drinks. My mum sure. drinks every night.
Yeah.
She has like one or two Saturdays. Yeah.
But I don't know. For me, maybe a couple of times a week I'd have a couple of glasses a night.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not – I don't know. I don't enjoy it as much anymore because I feel like it does make me really tired.
It makes me so tired. That's just what I can't handle anymore. Like I went out for a girlfriend's 30th the other day and
did you get crunk?
No.
Anyone even use that word anymore?
Absolutely
I can't.
No. I had to take Rosie though because it was the day after Nate's whizzy tease. And I just felt a bit bad leaving him with the kids, you know. Anyway, that might have ruined my vibe. Like I had a few wines but I came home at about 5.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big one because Alex is like heavily, heavily pregnant. So everyone was kind of respectful of that and didn't get, you know, arrow at her 30th. But came home absolutely exhausted, could barely keep my eyes open, had to do bed, bath, dinner, you know.
God.
Wholesome.
But I was exhausted.
Yeah, but then
dinner,
that's why you
dinner, bath, bed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I always say it in the wrong order.
Yeah.
But that's when you maybe just have one to get you through that period and then put yourself to bed. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Mm. And know? I do feel it interrupts your sleep.
Oh, it does. Oh, Corey yeah. tells me the studies all yeah. the time.
And does I'm that's super not into that.
You're correct, Ren. But it affects my sleep. That's what I say to him. Does it matter if I have one? Or 100,
mm-hmm.
I am as equally tired the next day. And then it goes, oh, there's studies and it actually yeah. shows it affects your sleep cycle and the level true. Of. Okay.
Right. And I'm really into prioritizing my sleep these days, like going to bed at like 10:30 the latest.
That is so late.
Is it?
So I'm late. I'm in bed every night and like asleep by 9:30.
Mm. I'm in bed by 9. But I just like to do some research. I'm in bed by like 8.
And see, Gab, like my sister, she's always like, that's my time and I get it. Like I do get it that, you know, because sometimes Harry's, you know, not asleep at like 8:30 and then I get into bed and I do like that time just to be on my phone and whatever. But like it's just not worth it
for
me.
But if you sleep 10:30 till 6:30 a.m, that's still 8 hours. That's like I would the recommended
sleep,
amount.
Mm. I would sleep honestly like 9 to 10 a night, broken obviously because like my kids do still wake, but nothing's enough.
No, never.
And I'm on beef liver capsules yes. at the moment. Oh,
can we talk same. About those? Yes. Because I am as well. Yeah. And I feel like they're changing my life.
A beautiful follower actually got me onto them when I was pregnant. And honestly, yes, I was still so tired, low in iron, whatever, but I noticed a difference within like a week. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to share them on the stories. And then Lil was like, I'm on these.
Mm.
You need to get them.
It's so weird because we were all on them without like yeah. we're no talking to each other.
Were we?
I got them from this girl who's like a sprinter. Oh. Her story is just like 2 weeks ago.
I feel like maybe they're like going
viral.
Yeah, but I've finished my first full thing of them and there's just so many things that I've noticed. Like, remember how I always used to complain about my dizziness, how like I just felt like my body couldn't keep up with my head.
That's low in iron.
Yeah, I know, but I was taking iron.
Yeah.
I was taking 4 iron.
And okay. all of these reviews are like
it's a superfood.
Yeah. Yes. And it is full of iron as well, natural. And but in these ones I get the ancestral.
We all get nutrition. The same, I think.
Yeah. Is that the one that you get?
Yeah.
The reviews are just insane. I've even got my mum onto them because she is 72 this year and just getting older and she's so busy and tired.
Mm.
And she was like, I gave them to her in an hour. She was like, I think I've got a bit more energy. Like, no, honestly.
It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah. But like,
we'll share them.
I don't want you to be put off thinking like because
there I've is the liver and heart and
organs and spleen kidney. Yeah.
But the other thing is and it's kidney, one of yeah. like the highest forms of collagen that you can ever have. So your nails grow, your hair grows, your skin
I just
glows,
feel alive.
Grow and glow.
Mm. And I do feel bad for the cows. I used to be vegan, but at this point in time I really need to prioritize my yeah. health.
Did we have yeah. any other questions or have we oh, finished yeah. them?
No,
I'm
we
like,
do.
We just went on a tangent about...
Oh, yeah, tangent.
Oh, tangent.
Now, this, I feel so fucking strongly about this answer. It's not funny. I've spoken to all the school mums at kindy about it when they ask, will you have any more babies? That's going for all of us. My personal answer is absolutely fucking not. I am never having another baby.
Mm.
Nate got the snipperoo, which I know is not 100% foolproof, but there are multiple reasons. Number one, it's really hard for us to keep a healthy baby with pregnancy, not going down that road again. Number two, I feel like Luna is 3 this year, Rosie is nearly 5. I feel like I've finally come out the other side and I'm really happy with our dynamic. I feel like it would tip me over the edge mentally. And also, I was really, in retrospect, I feel like I had quite bad postpartum, like depression and anxiety. And I was so paranoid for like the first 2 years of my kids' lives that something terrible was going to happen. Sid scares the fuck out of me.
Mm.
Like all of, I just can't.
And sometimes you just stop and you just feel lucky and
yeah, I just feel so lucky and grateful.
Mm.
And
whatever
like
I
I'm taking the words right out of your mouth. You are just – whatever you are saying is what's going through
louder.
My mind.
honestly, though. Also on that, I
think I told you guys this, but me and Corey went out for dinner about 4 weeks ago. No, I might not have, because we weren't in potty season. And we went out for dinner, and it was Corey's first time meeting my business partner and her husband.
Mm.
And like, we're finished. We're not having any more kids. And we sit down and, you know, they're getting to know each other, and they go, "Are you having another child, or are you done?" And I was like, ugh, went to say, "Oh no." And Corey's like, "Well, you know, in a couple of years, if one slips through," I was like, "Sorry, guys. I'll just, like, should we discuss this at home first before you go and announce to?" And the first time, I honestly was just like, "Oh, and I looked like a dickhead because I've just been like, "No." And at the same time, he's been like, "If one slips through, one slips through."
Yeah,
I'm like,
"No, that's not the energy, and don't manifest that."
In saying
and
that, don't you did say send a message the other day saying, "Should I have a third baby?" So you're just a sick, sadly.
No, but at the same time, I also last week messaged my girlfriend from childcare saying, "Could I please have the doctor of the SNP doctor that your husband went to?" So I don't know. Things get crazy.
Mm.
But no. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So not, it's a no. Is that a never for you, Ren? A no, not never. Let's see.
Let's see. But, you know, the only thing is like three baby daddies. That's my only thing.
You know what we used to say to you? Like, you write your own fucking story. Mm. Who says that's not okay to have? Who actually got up and said, "You're not allowed to have three baby daddies"?
No.
Yeah.
Who's actually said that?
And I know,
and why are we listening?
With three baby daddies, and they fucking rock it. And I'm like, go off, sis. Like, I am just, you're an amazing mum, and
even better human
to love and
happy. So yeah, never say never for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, can you give us some warning, because I just need not to prepare for that mentally.
Yeah, if you could just wait like 5 years until the podcast will be turning on their own, because yeah, you set us back.
Ziggy was a massive setback for everyone.
Yeah,
especially on the charts.
So please leave a review.
Dream
and 5 stars.
Brand collab. Now, brands, if you're listening, we've got a few. Now, I would love to do like one of those TV shows where you like around Australia and you do like all like the amazing places. No, like we do
Goggle
reviews
box.
On places. Like South Aussie with Cozzy but us. TME.
So fun.
How fucking cool would that
Winery.
Be? Yeah, like things to do with kids, like places to stay. I just watch those shows and I'm like, yes, that could just be us. And it would be so entertaining.
And the ratings would be
through the roof.
Would
Channel 9, if you're listening.
And, you know, they just want me on TV so badly because
maybe
I got another message.
Because they know you're so troubled that they want you on all the love shows.
And they know you'll get the ratings high.
Because so I got the message unhinged the other day saying they're doing a love experiment and wanted me on it.
I was like, is it maths? Is that the experiment?
Oh, is anyone watching maths?
Yeah,
no,
I am
too. Because I knew this would come up, and now I'm going to be fucking bored.
I didn't usually watch it, but I've tuned in, and I just need to address this. I'm actually loving watching Eden from Adelaide.
Yes.
I feel like she's just absolutely slaying.
Yeah.
And I can't comment on if – I don't know if they're together or whatever, and I can't comment. I'm sure there's things we don't see that happens with them, but what I felt really shocked about was
his confession
that his partner cheated on him, and his way
not Eden,
in a past relationship the partner cheated on him, and he said, "I'll stay with you, but I'm going to sleep with one of your friends and you need to watch,
and then I'll get back with
and
you.
Then I'll get back
and
with you."
One of the friends agreed. And the ex-girlfriend cheated on him, had to watch, and then they got back together. I think that's really sick.
Alarming.
And like Eden said, the fact is he didn't regret it. Like, if you're younger and you've made a mistake and you're like, "Oh my God, that was such a dick move of me." And he's like, "I don't regret it." He's like, "I don't regret it." Like, and that's weird.
Yeah.
Massive red flag.
Physically sick. Like, yeah. I know I just said that, but.
So, and I feel really bad for Eden because of her past. If you watch maths, you know. But lovely girl. Love watching her represent the Adelaidean ladies.
Yeah.
Adelaide chicks.
Also, just have to say, how fucking cute are that elderly couple, the one in their 60s.
Yeah, so cute.
And just circling back to Collins, who has no answers ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because he's driving me nuts. He's driving me absolutely nuts.
My favourite bit was when she was leaving and he's like, "Oh, gosh, wow.
I'm sick of hearing
wow.
it.
Wow. No, it goes like this.
Please.
Wow. Oh, gosh. That means I'm going, God, I've got work tomorrow now.
Oh, gosh.
And it was Devo, and then she came back, and he's like,
hello.
And he's like, I thought you left. Oh, wow, this has been a day. Wow.
Left?
Yeah, wow. Well, he was happy because he doesn't like her. And she left the experiment and then came knocking on the door the next day and it's like, I'm back and willing to give that another go. And he's thinking, oh, please, sorry. No.
Sorry, can we say – this no. is so boring if you don't watch maths. Like, this is my last comment. But can we talk about when the oldest man on the show was rating the girls and he's like, let's put this little hottie up the top, like, and the wife was sitting there like, oh, gutted because yeah. he put her in the middle and I was like, this isn't okay to watch.
They had it was totally a bit sick. Setting them up that though experiment. To just pick fucking fights.
Can you imagine if I said to Corey, here's 10 pictures of me and my cousins and all my friends no. and I'm going to sit here and watch you line up I who know. You think's the hottest.
And surely you'd just lie and put that your partner at the front. Well, then would you not?
Collins did and she knew. She was like, that isn't true because you've I'm already not. Said.
And also that guy who's a total macho man and he's like, I demand control in relationship. And he's like, I'm not sexually attracted to
and
you.
And he was like, tell me why you should be number one. Tell me.
He's a psycho. Guys, it is not too late Please to start. It's only us. 6 episodes in. Go catch up on 9 now. That's what I did.
Meet me 7:30 Sunday night. I'll be on Instagram. We'll Maybe. Be doing open conversation.
We could take it in turns and doing some commentary yep. on Sunday so to Thursday.
This Sunday, 7:30. I know I like to talk in real time, but let's talk maths this Sunday. That ceremony is going to be fucking wild. Mm-hmm. The previews were previewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And
it's not too late.
All right, I'm sick of maths.
All right, shut well, up. Actually, on that note, I think we're done. And I miss everyone.
Same already.
I love you guys.
Love you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.